For KBI News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Governor Jay Nixon is urging Missouri school administrators to lobby legislators to uphold his vetoes of various tax breaks. Nixon spoke today at a conference of school administrators hosted in Columbia by the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. He called the 2014 legislative session, quote, the worst 6 months for public education in recent memory. The Democratic governor criticized numerous funding and policy decisions by the Republican-led legislature, especially the passage of several bills granting tax breaks to certain industries such as computer data centers, restaurants, and electric companies. Nixon vetoed the bills in June. The legislature is to meet September 10th to consider overriding those vetoes. Nixon contends the tax breaks could harm funding for education and local services. Republican legislative leaders have questioned Nixon's projected revenue losses. President Barack Obama plans to chew over the concerns of Heartland Americans by taking four Kansas City residents out to dinner. Obama's visit to Kansas City is the latest in a series of trips he's taken to meet Americans who have written him about their struggles and concerns. Obama has been using their stories to criticize congressional Republicans in this midterm election campaign for failing to act on his legislative agenda. Unlike other travel across the country in recent weeks, Obama doesn't plan any political fundraisers while overnighting in Kansas City for the dinner and a speech on the economy Wednesday. Governor Jay Nixon's latest appointment to the State Board of Education is facing some pushback from his own party. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports why Maynard Wallace's nomination could be in jeopardy.
Wallace has served as a superintendent and as a state legislator from Thornfield, but the Republicans' nomination is facing criticism from lawmakers like Senator Jamila Nasheed.
I'm sure a Susan B. Anthony is rolling over her grave.
The St. Louis Democrat is perturbed Nixon didn't select a woman to serve on the all-male board. Other Democratic lawmakers and activists expressed similar sentiments over the weekend on social media. Nixon, though, is sticking by his appointment. He isn't worried about Wallace getting confirmed by the Missouri Senate.
It's hard to find somebody with a better public education pedigree than Maynard Wallace.
The Senate will take up Wallace's nomination sometime next year. Nasheed says he won't receive a warm reception from lawmakers. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Proceeds from sales of Missouri lottery tickets have gone exclusively towards education since 1992. A ballot measure next week would allow veterans to share in some of the take. The proposal on the August 5th ballot calls for the establishment of a veterans lottery scratch-off ticket. Net proceeds would go towards improving veterans' homes and cemeteries in Missouri. Three states that neighbor Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and Illinois, are already allocating some of their lottery revenue for veterans. Texas and West Virginia are as well. Representative Sheila Solon, a Blue Springs Republican, sponsored the measure. She says it could help fund a new veterans' home. Opponents say lottery revenue is unpredictable and funding for veterans should come from general revenues. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.